Okay, we're learning Shin Chavav, Sif Beis, which we already spoke about, and we'll still some Shirayim. I'd like, though, to make an overall observation. We're learning an hour a week, Hilchos Challah, and sometimes you need an overview to know where you are at the moment. Shin Chav Zayin, which we're going to start today, starts to talk about the actual halachas of separating challah. And we learned basically was sort of a hagdama. Shin Chav Hei, Shin Chav Vav is the singular topic in Hilchos Challah, which is confusing. Probably it's safe to say, because Masechtas Challah has no Gemara, like there's a Mishnah in the beginning of the fourth parak, and there's such a wide disparity, both in the Rishayim and in the Paiskim, about how it applies. Now, this is the rule of Daita Lechalek. When you have a dough that has a shear to be Chayiv Lechala, and he's going to be Mechalek Lechala, what the rules are. Now, this is all part of Tziruv Sal and Shin Chav Hei, and Daita Lechalek here in Shin Chav Vav. The question of when there's a chalois chi of chala. There's a certain great variety of opinion. I'd like to illustrate it by talking to you about a Taisis and Brachis. And this Taisis and Brachis will end up dealing directly with one of the complicated shailas we have. In Taisis and Brachis, Taisis brings from Rabbeinu Yechiel. Rabbeinu Yechiel is one of the Bali Taisis. Not known for wild shittas. Sometimes you have, I don't want to say a name, but you know, sometimes you have certain gedalim in the Rishayim and the Achrayim who are known to have shittas that are out of the ordinary. Ben Yechiel is one of the Bali Taisvis, the Rimi Paris, and he says there in Taisvis that when you make, he talks about something called varmizush or varmizus, some type of a baked delicacy. He says you don't have to separate challah. Kivan she'ein shir challah b'kedera achas. Even though you make a very big dough, no one container has challah that's the shir challah, has a dough that's the shir challah. And he says, therefore, you don't have to separate challah. In other words, even though you made a big dough, but since each individual bread is in its pan is less than the shir challah, you don't have to separate challah. It seems from that Taisvis, at least from Rabbeinu Yechiel, that in our whole lifetime we probably never makayim challah. They had this bake-off and they had this world record size challah, so they should have advertised be makayim challah, even like Rabbeinu Yechiel. Because what it appears from Taisvis is that Rabbeinu Yechiel says, no matter how big the dough, if you make separate challahs, and we're talking about if the shear is, let's say, 4 or 5 pounds of flour, you're talking about quite a large cake or challah that would be the only thing that's chayiv and challah. That's what Rabbeinu Yechiel says. The tzlach, what's interesting is the tzlach, now the tzlach is the last tzlach on Lamed Zayin Amid Beis. The tzlach is very upset Rabbeinu Yechiel, but look at his lashon. His kasha, he doesn't have a gemara to shlug him up. He doesn't say it's a beferish gemara. No, beferish gemara. He says it's ma'isim b'chol yom. Everybody bakes challahs, and when you make a big dough, you separate it into separate challahs for each meal. And how can it be such a shita that you never chayiv and challah? In all these cases, you're not chayiv and challah. His kasha, his tmiya is for ma'isim b'chol yom, not from a sugis hashas, not from a mishnah. It's a bit of an illustration of how when you have a Masechta with no Gemara, we're left with the Rishayim being free to say certain things that are Chidushim, and we don't really have any place to prove differently. But this is the Tmiya of the Tzlach. Now, to explain Rabbeinu Yechiel, there's the Divrei Chamudais. The Divrei Chamudais is quoted in the Tzlach, and of course it's under the Rush. And this is where the Divrei Chamudai says the Chiddush, which is quoted in Pesachei Tshuva Beis, that he doesn't mean you need to make one kedera, one pot with gigantic challah. He means you need afiyason ka'achas. You have to bake them all at the same time. Lafuke is someone who makes the dough and puts away some dough, as we mentioned last week, freezes some dough for next week's challahs, baking some for now. But the truth is, the Devar Chamuda says he wants to have fresh rolls for supper and fresh rolls for breakfast. So he separates some for shara, for supper, and some for breakfast. So there, the Devar Chamuda says that Rabbeinu Yechiel meant to say that when you're not baking them together, when he says kedera achas, he means each time you go to bake, you have less than the shear, you're potter. So now, the original Rabbeinu Yechiel, which we have no havamina to paskin like, because we know ma'isim b'chol yayim that the paskim don't take it into account. It becomes a divrei chamudais, which already pesachei tshuva quotes, which maybe we do paskin like. We don't have some place before ish. To say differently, and therefore we start to wonder what does the Divrei Chamuda mean. You have to bake them all at the same time. In a bakery you have a big oven, you bake them all at the same time. In a house sometimes depending on the baking style of a woman, if she's willing to put it on two shelves in the oven or one shelf in the oven, each woman's sure that the way she bakes challah is the only way to do it. And it would seem from the words of the Divrei Chamuda, Yisim Shai Rabbi Yechiel, you have to bake them all once, at one time, in one oven, for them to count, which again is a chiddush. So in the Lekha Taimer, Likud Sefer on Achala, I've quoted numerous times, he says, no, he means, even B'zeh HaZeh, in the manner of a single dough. So he's sort of adding adding another chumrah kula, whatever you want to call it, to what we said before. So the language is kedei rachas. Divrei Chamuda says it means two different pots, and Lakhanaima says even. The Divrei Chamuda says imtzafuke 2 days, and he says it means even izachas. And the Tzlach writes on the Divrei Chamuda that his words don't fit into Rabbeinu Chiel anyway. Coming to Ezra Rechiel, if you look at Tysus, it just doesn't fit into the Lashon. So he's not happy with this Pshad anyway. So I don't know where that leaves us exactly. It leaves us with a Shara Divrei Yechiel and a Kula that we don't have to listen to the Divrei Chamudas because it doesn't fit to Rabbeinu Yechiel. Or does it leave us with being Nayig like the Divrei Yechiel anyway? And so I'm not sure. But my point that I'm making is that this particular simon, the dinim of Daitan Lechalek, is something which is particularly vexing and confusing in the Rishayim and in the Paiskim. And Lamaisa, the Shach Hei, which you have in front of you, and Shin Chavav, which is a one-line Shach, like Ein Lanu El Divrei HaShach. At the end of the day, we don't have to worry about the Pashu Shad Rabbeinu Yechiel, because he says, Shachay says, that the idea of Lechalkein Bibotzei is only La Noshim Harbe Shaliyat Ba'achas Mehen Shechala Petura. It's only dividing it to many people. Avlein Daiti Lechalkein Bibotzei Apish Daiti Lechalkein Ma'akarafiya Chayevas. If you're going to divide them after the debate, so that we always said Yechayiv. But he says, Daitei Lechalik is Anoshim Harbe. It sounds like the same person dividing Batek from today and tomorrow. It sounds certainly from the Shach that it's Chayim Echala. Now, Pesachei Tshuva Beis adds a little bit of confusion in the Halacha L'maisa. It brings not only the Divrei Chamudais, but a whole list of Achrayinim who are similar in that they seem to struggle with the Gedarim for this idea. If you look at Pesachei Tshuva Beis, Kosva Levush Vadrishu Bach Dafkim Reitzel Lachalkin LaNoshim Harbe Pirshu Mechalik LaAtzma Loi Mikri Oisel Lachalik Rikosev Ken Liyashim Inogenu Shonoi Geis HaNoshim Erev Shabbos Lolush Rak Shir Chala.
like lechamu bavarchim. After daitam lechalek lelechamim shekari kitkish. So even though they're dividing it to a lot of different breads, shem bem shechala, mishum gloy have lechal kol anoshim harbe. Now when you read it without knowing Rabbeinu Yechiel, you wonder what he's talking about. This is what we do every time. We make a dough, we separate it into separate chalas. But he means lafuke, this idea of Rabbeinu Yechiel, that it has to be one big challah. So he's saying if it's only Anoshim Harbe Pakas. I'm Jews based Ephraim, Chalik Yerodea, Samach Tes, the Bedivri Ates is Brachas Tav Lamaches, the Shapais can be more the lesser Lechilugzeh. The base Ephraim brings this Rabbeinu Yechiel who disagrees with the Chiluk of Anoshim Harbe, not Anoshim Harbe. Kvar Omar Alzeh B'Sefet Feres L'Maisha V'Adayim B'Madani Melech Hilchus Chala. I mentioned in the past the Madani Melech is the Divrei Chamudais. His name was changed because I told you he was thrown into jail. That's a Taisus Yontif, and he had all kinds of problems, so they didn't want to print the Sefer in the name that was known to the king, so they gave his Sefer a new name. They called it Divrei Chamudais, but he says Davke Mechalko Shaloi Lafis Achshav. This is the Divrei Chamudais I mentioned. But if you take the dough and make it into to bake right away, so that's basically what I spoke out. Posh Pshat and Ben Rechiel is not that way, and then the Bach and the Brisha and the Shach all say that we only hold the Chalek L'Adoshim Harvei. To be Chamudais says no, even the same person, Shachris Ma'arvis is different. Gab Chiluk Zed, Dachim B'Sev Tveres L'Maisha, the Metaisis Hana, Aloy Mashvekein. I told you it's Slach, he said Tveres L'Maisha. It doesn't fit, the Divrei Chamudais is Pshat and Taisis, doesn't fit into Taisis. She was based on five classes of Yashav Aminik, Daf Kedaita, L'Chake, Bavi Shalai, Yavayu, Achakach, Lidei Tzirif, La'aylam, Ozi Chaluka, Miskiyem, Isbetura, Vein Chiluk, Bein Ishecha, Lo Noshim Harbei. Avod Daita, L'Tzarfa, Beis Afiyah, It's interesting. Bais Ephraim says, there's a minig, I don't know whose minig it is, after the ladies bake, they line up all the chalas on one table. Did you ever hear of such a thing? Huh? If they finish baking, they line up all the baked chalas on one table. He says, the B'nai Yisrael are naig this way, so that if it was not chayim achala because of the Rabbeinu Yechiel, that the shulchan should be mitzar of them. That the shulchan should be mitzar of them, even though you really need a lip to be mitzar of them, he says, but nevertheless. And so that's, first of all, I mentioned last time, the tanor, if it's mechuba lekarka, is not mitzar of them. And also, sometimes they have shifts in the oven, they don't necessarily put in the shear. So he calls this the meeting, but I said, I don't know, my wife bakes challahs. In our house, the ladies don't bake cake. We have access to cake otherwise at a good price. So I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. It's what? They took off the challah b'shachas was done. So we're going to learn later. So we're going to learn in this, hopefully in Shechav Zayin. If you do it out tonight, it works. Are they doing it out tonight? They never heard of Rabbeinu Yechiel. We never heard of Rabbeinu Yechiel till today. So I don't know. But this is what says in the Beis Ephraim. Beis Ephraim says, no, I'm going to be Mitzar of them. And, okay.
You said last week with the cookie dough that your wife put us for all together. But the guy who made them sold separately from the shop.
All right, so the bottom line is that we have to go 1, 2, 3, 4. Four cases from easier to more difficult. I think case number one is when a balabayis makes chalas and he wants to give out, or she wants to give out the chalas to different people after it's baked. You die to the chalas, you're going to bake chalas on Shabbos and give your married kids, your neighbor, you're going to give out chalas. So that we have the shach. The shach says if it's lechalek after baking, that's not called lechalek. So that says in the Shach, and that I think we would all understand Pashut. Someone who comes with Taitei L'Chalek, that you're going to give out the Chalas, you're going to give out the cakes, you're going to give it out for Mishlach Manis, so it's hard to understand. If you're giving it out after it's baked, the Shach says that once it's baked, there's no concept of Taitei L'Chalek. Case number two is where the Balabasta makes a dough
to separate the dough into separate chalas, which is the Rabbeinu Yechiel. So even though Rabbeinu Yechiel pashas holds that's potter from chala, we make a bracha. Even if she's going to make separate doughs, we make a bracha. Even if she'll separate them to separate chalas. However, if she'll separate them to some chala and some kokosh cake, that we'll talk about in a minute, when things have different flavors. But right now I'm talking about not that case. So again, case number one is to give out the breads, you're certainly chayav and chala. To give out, to separate the doughs for yourself, lamaisa yechayiv, even though the Ben Yechiel patis. To give out the dough to different people, adnashim harbe, by da'isa, so that that's the din of daite lechalek. If you're giving it out to different people, that's potter from chala. That's the din of daite lechalek. When you make the dough to give out to different people, it's potter. When you make the dough for yourself to put it in the freezer for different weeks, so that's the Divrei Chavudais, who says that you're potter from chala. It's very hard to know halacha lemaisa what to do about it, because the pashtus of the shach is only la'anoshim harbe and not for yourself. Those are the words of the shach. And the Bach and the Prisha, all the names in the beginning of this of the Shach. So I don't know. Do you have to be chayshish for the Divrei Chamundas or not? Certainly, you have to separate chala, but stam you should make a bracha in such a case.
So bakery. It's also sold by the chalak, isn't it?
If the bakery plans to bake it,
it's sold in bakeries.
That's fine. So that the Shach says, "Api shadaiti lechalak acharech afia chayedes." Right? This Shach, the one line Shach, he says two things. So we know anybody who argues with that. Every bakery bakes and gives it out. The shach holds only l'anoshim harbe. So for yourself, it's not. That's this tumul. Whether we should be chayshish for divrei chamud, this is pshat in the Rabbeinu Yechiel. Because the Divrei Chavudis says that the way we read the Divrei Yechiel, we're not chayshish for it, because we're making a mistake in what Divrei Yechiel is saying. We say such a wild chiddush, that's why we're not chayshish for it. He really meant the more moderate chiddush, which apparently Divrei Chavudis also to be chayshish for. I'm not. What? Let's see. A balabayis who gives out chalas, certainly chayiv. A balabasta who for herself separates just a separate chalas, also we hold a schayiv. A balabasta who is giving out doughs to other people certainly is potter, if each dough that's being given out is less than the shear. Balabasta who divides it for herself in the freezer, that's this tumul. So I'm going to say they're baked. You have a case where she's giving it out to others, or she's baking it separately for herself, and that's chayiv. Dough, you have a case where she's separating it doughs for her, for other people, certainly a potter. Doughs for herself in the freezer, we have this tool. Now, getting to the bakery, like you asked before, a bakery that's separating doughs to sell as dough to different people, there is certainly potter, if it's less than the shear. It's anoshim harbe, and it's oidei batzek. It's still dough, as being given to many people. You go into the freezer section, and you take out a pastry dough. Right? They roll out the pastry doughs. They have pastry doughs, or they have cookie doughs, and it's less than the shear. It's always less than the shear. It's not. It's probably possible to buy a bigger, but they're less than the shear. So these are really p'tureis mechala. They're potter from challah, and they'll remain p'tureis mechala, because you take it to your house, you're making knishes. So you take the dough, you roll it out, and you make a knish. It's no problem. It's only a problem where you buy a bunch of them, and in your house you combine all these doughs. You want to make something big, so you buy the shir challah, and you combine all the doughs. Now it becomes chayiv and challah. A bunch of small doughs, that's it's more in Tziruv Salz. The Shikha, your mamish combining them into one dough. Now it becomes Chayim Echala. And that is a hole in Halacha with Einami Lismaich. There's no question that when the bakery bakes it and separates it to small batzek, ladoshim harbe, there's no question it's potter at that time. And then when you buy it, you combine them into one, there's no question it's chayiv. And I don't think that any women that know about this, and probably very few men that know anything about it. And this, I guess, is a potential problem. I don't know how shchiach it is to take the doughs and make them into a shir challah, but if you do, it becomes chayim and challah then.
You publicized it last week.
What?
You publicized it last week.
I publicized it last week.
It's a cookie.
So it's no problem anymore. Okay.
What was the fourth case?
What?
The fourth case.
The Balbusta case. The Balbusta case, we had two dough cases. One is, she said she's giving out the dough to others, that's Pater. Fourth case is, she makes a dough shir challah. But she only needs two challahs this week. So she takes a small amount for this week, and the rest of the dough she puts in the freezer for next week. If each one is less than the shir challah, then she's Patura Machala. The mechshol is, she shouldn't make a bracha. When she separates, you know, if it's Pater Machala, it's Pater Machala. But...
Most people don't need 10 challahs for Shabbos, you know.
Right, so. but many women just bake everything and freeze the product. That's fine, right? It's a small shach. He says if it's daita l'chalke after baking, achar afiyah, then it doesn't change anything. It's only daita l'chalke botzeik. And the Shas says, La Noshim Harbe, not Ishechad. So,
tell your wife to bake and just put it separated after you bake.
That's fine. I'm only concerned with those who do it the other way.
Yeah, no. If the bakery sells a bunch of groceries, he's selling it to one individual, so does that make it a higher value?
He's selling dough?
Selling these pastry doughs. He's selling 20 of them to a grocery store. So that's one person. The grocery store
is going to
sell them individually, so that's because...
So it's daita l'chalek. What's the difference if you give it to someone to
sell?
It's still
daita l'chalek. You don't know what he's doing with it. He's giving it to one person.
I think you do know. You know he's putting it in the freezer and selling it. If you have a customer that wants 20, you would sell it to him directly. And I think it's known that it's... Look, the dough is made... You should know, if the dough is made not al das l'chalek... And then you change, once it's chayiv, it's chayiv. It's only because the das from Gilgal Issa and on is that way. Excuse me? Well, the wrapping in one package is... The Gra in the end of Shechafei said three rules. I mentioned the Mishnah Berurah quotes all three. It says a sealed package... is not mitzarif to another sealed package. Stamazai, he made chilukim between open packages, open dough, open packages, and sealed packages. And he said, "Ibn stumin, I fill in the gear like mahani." If they're sealed, in my Shulchan Aruch, it's underlined that in the gear, even if you touch them together, it doesn't matter. It's a sealed package. If it's daita lechalek, certainly that way. Okay, so this is, as I say, the. Sort of the major topic of Hagdama of this siman.
When somebody bakes challahs that doesn't have the shear, and it bakes a few challahs not less than the shear, then puts them all together after it's baked, the mechayim challah.
Tzirf sal. If you have pachis make a shear, that was sif aleph in shechafei. After it's baked, that's what we do with matzahs, right? We take less than the shear and we mitzarif. If they're all open and they're in one container, then it's mitzarif them. If it's sealed containers, then it's not mitzarif.
Did you
want to do a Masos Binyamin? Oh, right, okay. All right, there's a story with the Masos Binyamin, which the Taz, at the end, in Sifkot and Beis, after the first three lines, brings Kosov B'Tshuvas Rabbeinu Binyamin, Simen Aleph. It brings a story from the Masos Binyamin. I think it would be better if we read it in Shach Dalet, just because the Taz is very long. And the Taz assumes you looked it up, and then he talks about it. Since most of us did not look it up, we'll take the shortcut and go to the Shach, who's much kinder and doesn't assume we're going to look it up. We have here a discussion. Let me just tell you what it's about. Ladies wanted to bake challahs erev Shabbos. The Shach says they want to be Mekayim, the Medrash that says, Yerushalmi, that says that ladies should bake challahs erev Shabbos because of the Aveira of Chava. And it's just hard. It's hard, especially when they didn't have machines to help you make it. So a baker came up with an idea. He went and made a gigantic dough Erev Shabbos in the morning. And the lady, he didn't separate challah from it. He left a large dough. And the ladies came in. Each lady purchased dough. The shir challah, no problem. The full shir challah, bought the 5 pounds and took it home. And then she separated challah and she made her challahs for Shabbos. So this was the idea that that the Masas Binyamin brings. He apparently holds that they're doing correctly. And what could be wrong with it? Well, there's nothing wrong. He's not separating challah. They buy shir challah, and then they when they're separating, there's no das l'chalek. There are no issues. So the Bach was very unhappy with this, and now we look into Shach Dalit. The Shach begins by telling us, "Osi Yisrael says Yisrael l'chalek l'chalokim ketanim shaloye bem shir challah." If you divide it to small pieces that are less than the shir challah, you're really potter. Chayavim b'challah, but there was a gzeirah d'rabbanan by Sa'ar, shem layim kol ha'chalokim yasenu pas yischai b'challah, period. Right, that's the explanation of the Shulchan Aruch. Kosev Abach. This is really where it starts. Yesh noyagim, and this is the Masas Binyamin, yesh noyagim liktais ben anachtaim chelek echad v'isa g'dayla, v'yesh bois hechelek ashir, and that does have the shir challah, u'mafshish v'imenu challah mevarech olav. V'kachu meicher ma'ese isa lahar b'bnei adam v'chol echad yesh bei kashir yesh bei kashir v'chol echad mafrish mechalkei mavarech alav. So this is the story, the custom. Ha'dova poshet shedzeh utos. You can imagine they're doing it and went out of Kolkaira in the streets, a tumult in the shuls. We think tumults are only in the 21st century, right? I'm sure they posted it on Matzav and Vosses Nayis and everything else. That it's el tos, you know, caution, it's a tos. Adava poshich is el tos. What could be wrong? Two reasons. Chada, hello miyan she gilgul hanachte meisa hagadayla chayv lahafish bimena chala. The baker has to separate chala. The chi of chala comes from gilgul isa. I feel like I deal with meichra lechalokim ketana pachas mekashir. Even if he meant to sell it less than the shir koshkin hacha, she daitel meichra lechalokim kashir. He has to separate chala, and then it's potehech nata lechatzila. Limka lechalakim, shaloichim yafishu chala v'yavaruchu, anachtem layafish lo yavarech. This seems to be lechatzila wrong. Doesn't seem to be a tiny bit of it. Says, how can we do it? The baker is the one who's chayiv chala, like it says in Sivbeis. So how can we give it out? So there, I guess, but the evidence will be good. It's a question of lechatzila. But then he says, Sue, kiven da fresh schal shal nachte petura kol isa less than the mikro le khalak is yevar kol ekh brach bis ne yatsle mish brach shein tsricha. How could you take a dough which is potter with one nice afrasha with one bracha and give it out to 10 or 20 women and create many brachas? Kol she kibbel mirabais of isa gomeru, very strong lashon. V'sheherach b'tshuva b'zeh. Abba b'tshuva's masas b'yomis seminal kosta l'chumra davka yesh l'chalik b'nachtem l'ishti alma. It's only l'chumra that a baker is mechuyiv to separate when the customers will separate. Avalai l'kula hilkach ein limchais b'yad ha'kainais min ha'nachtem Yisrael v'chal echa neital v'schala v'shulab efnei atzmo k'shir chala. Adar Abba, he says a good thing, he's quoting, this is all the masas b'yomis. V'adar Abba tzorch l'kayim ula hazik min ha'gam Kadesha Bakabal Aitircha Tuchu Kol Isha Lika Chala Kol Erev Shabbos. It's a Mechaya for the women. Shkvar Nogu Lika Chala Api Yerushalmi Sachta Shabbos Odom Rishon Shchalos Isha Loilam V'gorm Oloi Chava Misa L'kach Nimsa Mrs. Chal Isha. That's the Masas Binyam. So Rabbah says it's a mistake. Masas Binyam says it's a wonderful thing. Why does the Shach hold on this? The Shach says Ein Devar Mukhrachim. Its words are not mukhrach because of Eicham Shul Mas Binyamin on the Mashanaygim Bechasana. We don't have this meaning. By a wedding, Sha'isin Lechem Gadol, Shemenichin Oisi Ala Shulchan Beshasa Drosha. Drosha by Chasana. In Europe, they have Droshas by Chasana. Shemimena Loichin Chalas Harbe Noshim Kolas of Neyatzma. And the women come into the wedding, yes, they want to keep them busy during the Drosha. So they shouldn't talk. So they all go to separate chalaf. Yishkol isha. They tell us isa kadeshir makom akim Shemitchila, Loshu, Hakel, Bevasachas, Inla, Afrish, Rachala, Achas, Chenyin, Limchas, Biaranoshim, Shloyalu, May Oisechal, Lechem, Rachala, Achas, Akandavar. Tvarp Shutimi. Naisa, it sounds like. I don't know exactly the mechanics. They took it home. I don't know. I have no idea how it worked. But so Shach says on the Masas Binyamin, Ein Dvar Muchrachim. And so we really have here the Bach and the Shach, who are against this minig. The Masas Binyamin, who endorses it. The Taz has a limud schus. There's a limud schus that if when he makes the dough, he has a mind, he knows which women are going to buy the different pieces. He bases it on a sugya of precious truma. No, he has, there's a Gemara that they used to, in order to avoid the headaches of finding a kayin and giving truma, they used to give the kayin money. The meaning was, you gave the kayin money, and you separated truma, and you sold it as truma. Kedusha's truma stays. But a kayin gets truma, he could sell it. So the meaning was that the Nachtaim separated truma, not the Nachtaim, the farmer separated truma, and then he sold the truma, and the money he got, he was sort of exchanged with what's by the Kayan. What's by the Kayan. So that it was Kilu, the Kayan got the truma and sold it at the time he did it. So the Gemara says, how do you know all the Kayanim? It belongs to Shevet HaKuhuna. How do you know they agree for you to sell it? So the Gemara says, B'makire Kuhuna. That you know which kain you always give it to, Kirei Kuhuna. So you say, you give your kain, you have your kain, you always give him your truma. So you give him money ahead of time, and when you separate truma in the bakery or in the fruit store, you have a separate box for kainim. You're selling truma fruits, oil, or wine to the kainim, and they're going to buy it. And that money now belongs to the kain, and you switch it with the kain that you don't switch it physically, but your agreement is that it switches with the kites. So the Taz says that I could be Mlamed Tzchus. This is like my Kirei Kuhuna. He makes the dough, and it's Aldas to give it out to all the women. And Kilui gave it out now, and Shalom Al Yisrael. All right. The Taz agrees with the Masas Binyamin. The Bach and the Shach don't. And as you know, this minig doesn't exist today. And it would exist if they would sell frozen doughs where each dough is more than the Shia Chala. I say they'll sell frozen doughs and each one is more than the Shia Chala. So the question would be, who should separate Chala? So the Shach and the Bach say the baker, when he makes the dough, should separate Chala. And that's the way Judah Masses B'Yamin agrees that he could do it, whether the customer could do it, so that's the
stuff.
You can't say Rechal twice on something. It's a Bachla Batala, the second one. It's the same dough. Each dough, you're going to separate Challah once. You know, you want to make everyone happy, but no. So we don't bend the halacha just to make everybody happy. Right. What's the last line of the Shach? Oh, yeah, he quotes his mother. Chayri isi me agvira harabonis imi. He said, I saw it by my mother. Imi. Was it Tichya?
Tichya.
Okay, the abbreviation is wrong. Anyway, Imi Tichya, Mishar, Noshin Tzidkani, Yais, Chachmani, Yais, and Nizaru B'zeh. He says, those ladies, I guess he got the women to listen to him. He says, the women who are Tzidkani, Yais, Chachmani, Yais, they listen to me. So, once he published it, if the ladies learned to Shach, I don't know, but if they would see it, it would give them the incentive to not do this other answer. No mitzvah to make Issa. You don't have to make Issa. You go your whole life without making Issa. Well, the meaning was that they made an Issa in order to mafresh challah. But the making of the Issa is not important. If this Eitzah is a good Eitzah, then it works. This is the mitzvah of mafresh challah. No, what he's asking is, if the meaning is to make a dough, so what's the help buying it from a baker? You're not making dough.
Right, Friday,
on Friday, yes. The Shach says it's not Rosh Hashanah. That's what it says here in the Shach.
Is it better to make a big one and put it in the freezer or to make a small one?
Okay, the Shach is very clear that the Mishnah is not Rosh Hashanah.
You can solve all the problems and last results, or just have the ladies line up in the bakery and let them take off the ball, each one, so that they have to separate.
Yeah, it'd be a very easy thing to do. Okay. the line at the bakeries are long enough, right? All right, so this is pretty much covers the simin. We still have a few sifim to go. There is another tumul in Pisrei Tshuva Aleph about whether, if you have in mind not to potter, if that works. If you separate challah, you have in mind, I'm separate challah on this piece and not on that piece. On the dough that's here and not on the dough that's here. He brings a guy Melisa, that's in the Sivis, who says that it helps to have das to separate only on part of the dough and not on the other part of the dough. By truma, you find such a thing. Truma is nitalis b'machshava. But everybody seems to argue with this Derech HaChaim, with this Nesivis. Derech HaShulchan writes on this guy Melisa, who says it helps to have a mind to potter this and not that. He says, then why are they all fighting over the Masses Binyamin? You know, the baker separate on what he wants to separate and have a mind not to potter something else. So, all right. So this is the Derech HaChaim. If he keeps nothing, then you're right. All right, let's learn the remaining sifim here, which are basically relatively simple. Sif Gimel, Shnayim Shadastu Kemel Chanachtaim Lasis Lahem Sa'ar. People who gave flour to a baker to make Sa'ar for them. Now Sa'ar, each piece is less than the shear. Im Eim Mishal Echameam Kashir, Api Shesh Bechlolan Kashir Petura. This is a double pashit. If you want a small piece of dough, and a lot of ladies get together and they pull their flour and put it into one machine, and then each lady later takes a separate piece of dough. So then you have both conditions. It's anoshim harbe, daita lechalek. You made the dough to divide. It's anoshim harbe, it's oide batzek. So the mechaber is really a dava poshet that is potter, and it's not a very big chiddush. The Ramah here, there's some error in the Ramah. The Ramah says, davka she'irvan shaloi midaitan. Dafka, if they got mixed without their knowledge. If with their knowledge they were mixed, Hari Eina Makpidim, they're happy to mix it. So these words make no sense. There's some error here. There's this long gra who says, it doesn't make any sense. This is a regular case of Daita Lachalik. When the flour, you're mixing it as flour, you're making one big dough, and it's Daita Lachalik Tanashim Harbe, and went by Debatzek. So the Tad, the Gra has a long arichus. The Baragayla says Tos Hatfus, that it's a Tos Hatfus. It's always the easy way out. He says it should say Dafka Shevin Shalom Davil Irvan Midaitam Lechalik. After it's baked, then it's Chayav Lechala. Okay, after it's baked, so then we know you need Oidei Vatzek and then Anoshim Harbe. So if you change your girsa, so you're good. And you either have to change the gear so one way or the other, there's something wrong, because the mechaber is very simple. Sif Dalid. The Sif Dalid is a Rambam. It's a big chiddush in the Rambam. Let's learn the case. Nobody argues on the page. So let's see if we can try to see this chiddush of the Rambam and maybe even come to try to understand it. Shnayim shasu isa kishir v'chalkua. Okay, it starts with very simple, a regular case of Daita Lechalek. Two ladies get together, there's one mixing machine, so they say, look, take my flour, your flour, and my eggs, and your eggs, make a big dough, Shir Chala, and we divide it, each one's less than the Shir Chala, two rice, simple. Right? Now listen to this. Shnayim Shosu Isa Kishir V'Cholkua. Potv V'Chal. V'Acha Kach Hoisiv Kol Echad Al Chalkoi. Then each person took his dough, or her dough, less than the shear home, and added flour and now made it the shear. I would think it's chayiv now. Till now it was a small dough, it was potter. Now it became a big dough. Hari zeptura. Shikvar hoysel lehem shas chayva. There was a time when they were dough, and they were a big dough. Ema yu petura b'yisev shab nation asul lechalek. This was made lechalek, so therefore they were potter. So therefore, this in the Gemara we call dichoy, right? Roy of a nitcha, the chayzim of roy is nitcha. There's an idea, something's roy for a mitzvah, and it's nitcha from the mitzvah for one reason or another, it stays nitcha. The Rambam says, if originally it was a big dough, and you separated it into small doughs, daita lechalek, so it's potter, It has the shear, it's nitcha from the mitzvah. Now, even if you take that and you add flour to it, now if you add 5 pounds of flour, you chayev anyway. But you add just a little more flour to make it to shear, so you still remain potter, because once it was roi for chala and it was nitcha from chala, so it doesn't go back to be chayev chala. This is the shitas of Rambam. The Ravid raised the roof. The Aruch HaShulchan writes on the Ravid, tzavach kikruchya. He screams like a, what's a kruchya, a goose? I never heard goose, what? A rooster? Yeah, like a rooster. So he screams like a rooster. And he says, he doesn't understand. If you're less than the shear, and you make it to shear, you're chayiv. So here, it was daite lechalek. You had a big dough. But it was das to separate to less than the shear. So it's like less than the shear. So what's the Rambam saying? That if you add flour later, you still remain potter. You remain potter forever, even though you made it to shear. That's a chiddush. That it's nitcha. He says imishum nitcha in dicha yetzal amitzus lashon gemara and sukkah. So he disagrees, but nobody brings the Ravid. They all pass like the Rambam, the Mechaber, and nobody here argues. And that's it. See, if you make separate pachas mikshir, it was never roi for nitcha. It was never roi for the mitzvah. Hey, you made a big dough. It was roi for the mitzvah, but it was nitcha because it was daitel lechalik. What's the daitel lechalik? Right. So they made a big dough. Okay. So let's go back to our bakery case. Okay. So let's go back to our bakery case that we started with. So has everything changed now? Okay. The bakery makes a big dough. Daita lechalek. And now I said the lady in the house puts it together. So I wasn't thinking. It's this sift. That even if the lady in the house puts it together, it remains potter. I wasn't thinking. This is a great heter. This is a heter. It was made a big challah. And then it was separated into small challahs. Even if the lady in the house combines them together, it should remain Petura. Okay, it's correct. It seems to be correct. What?
Why does everybody skip the
Ravid? Because we pass it to Rambam against the Ravid. Basically, it's the Ravid Steiners. However, he answers them. And Rachinani. Rambam says, who are din ba'ad ha-mechad sha'a sisa beis kabin ve'vayte l'chalkam v'chilkam? Same thing, slav dafka nachtayim. Who are din a person in his house who made it da'ite l'chalik. Im lo yasam nas lechalkam again. Aval im lo yasam nas lechalkam lo imahani achaluka achakach. That I told you once, that if when you make it a dough, it's chayiv. It doesn't help daite lechala. It doesn't help to change your mind lechala. The chiyuv comes b'shas gilgul isa. Okay. Good. All right. Somebody once made a tumul about there's a practice when you make a dough, and then you want to put it on a pan to work it out. That people take flour and they sprinkle flour on the pan so it shouldn't stick, and they work with the dough. So someone made a tumul that flour that you're sprinkling, you need to separate challah. On that flour that you're sprinkling afterwards. No. They take it in the machine. They make a big dough in the mixing machine. They separate challah. Then they take it out and they work it out. They make rogaloch. They make cockroach cakes. So they sprinkle flour too. Well, if the sprinkled once you separate challah, that new flour, if it's not kashir, then it's not chayiv. Whatever you're eating is only chayiv if what you're eating is the shear. And not if what you're eating is less than the shear once you separate challah. And it's really a koshke from here in a way. Here it was originally a dough. You separate the small doughs. And what you're eating is not mechayiv it. Mm-hmm. Unless what you're eating is the shear challah. So here also there's no really have a mina to be mechayiv a small amount that's not kashir challah. It shouldn't stick, right? But it does become part of the dough.
The only time you'd ever have a shear of challah is if the dough was so big. If that dough was so big, you already had to take challah.
Right. Right. The question is what you're eating. The flour you're eating now, what we're eating is not kashir challah, so it's not an issue. Sifhei, hamafrish challah mi'isa she'im bashir, ein al challah. Okay, I think we all know this. If you separate challah from something that doesn't have the shear, that's not challah. If you cut shtei isa sheim b'shamachas man kashir, you have two doughs, neither has the shear. First you would call achas challah. You separate challah, but it's meaningless. Vakach ira v'isa son isa achas. Then you combine the doughs to make them one. Chayeves b'challah. This is the opposite of daiti l'chalik. Here, you made it l'chalik, and later you combine it. It becomes chayev later. And the fact you separated dough when it was pachas b'kashir is meaningless. And again, this is not something that anybody argues. A b'fer shemishta and chala, and we pass them this way. No, it was never roi. Dichu is only when it's roi v'nitcha. Only when it's roi. Okay, so we have finished the simanim that I call the hagdama, shin chav gimel dalet hey vav and vav, which is the hagdama to know how to get into making chala. Let's start shin chav zayin, which is less complicated. The way I think before we started challah, we thought we'll have easy sifim. So I think here it gets a little easier. Shechav zay masay chal al isaf yev challah. Okay, everything else is a hagdama. Now we're ready to bake, ready to go. And the question is, at what moment does the chiyuv begin? And let's see sifalif. Sifalif is pretty simple until the last line. What?
Only one line.
Sif Aleph is many lines. Only one complicated line. Let's see. Hamafrish chalosai kemach. Ain't a chala. Okay, you all know. If you separate chala before it's chala, hamafrish chalosai kemach, while it's still dough, while it's still flour, you separate, that's nothing. The Gemara compares that to separating trumas and maestris when it's still growing, before you harvest it. It's not chayiv yet. V'gezel biyad kayin, and if he gave it to the kayin, it's gezela. The kayin has to give it back. V'shara isa chayeves b'chala, and now the dough is chayiv. Oisei kemach shehifu shem chala, and this flour that you separate l'shem chala, im yesh by oimer, if it has the shear, v'so isa, and you make a separate isa out of it. Harizem afri men chala. Everything you did till now is totally meaningless because flour does not have the a din of challah.
I guess what you said before, when the baker was throwing flour on the thing.
Okay, yeah, I meant when it becomes part of the dough. Now it becomes part of the dough, so that's what I mean. Now, v'davka ba'imer shiyochol aleh Hashem challah ba'idei kemach. This is all talking when you separate flour and you say the flour should become challah. Avol, here's the chiddush. Hamafrish kemach ba'imer. Somebody who separates flour, but he makes it tonight right away. He says, "Kishatase Isa, Yochel Oleh Hashem Chala." I want now that when this becomes a dough, I want it to get a din chala, devar of kayamim. Then it's chal. In other words, you could do is make a hafrosha al hatnai. The hafrosha on the tnai is I want this to be chal. When it becomes flour, when it becomes dough, I want it to be chal. Obviously, you're segregating it, and this is what you're doing. Now, let's just, you're not giving it, or even you're giving it to the kayin. You're saying, when the rest of it becomes dough, I want it to be chal. Now, this, let me explain to you. There's a Gemara. Now, let me tell you the Gemara, and we'll try to explain. There's no chiyuv. The Gemara says, you have a farmer. It's hard for us to imagine why anybody would do this, except to make a complicated sif. But the Gemara is talking about a farmer who has a good reason for doing it. The farmer, he's got his field. He's ready to send in his workers to harvest the field, sell. It's an asik. He's got separate trumas and maestris. He can't even sell right away. He has separate trumas and maestris. So the farmer figures like this. He'll take the produce that's harvested, he has in a box, and he says, I'm separating Truma you can separate, it doesn't have to be precise. Let's just talk about truma. It says, I'm separating this basket of truma, this basket of olives, should be truma on the whole harvest of olives. It'll be chal when it becomes chayiv. Now it's in the tree, I know it's potter. When it becomes chayiv, I would like it should be chal then. I want to be mafrish now that it should be chal then. That's what the farmer said. So the Gemara says, there's a machloikis tanoim, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and the Chachamim. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says it works. It works. The Chachamim say it doesn't work. Rabbi Yechonah comes along in the Gemara. He says, Hani Mili, when do they argue? When the olives or the wheat was Loinis Gadol Shlish. It didn't. It's not fully grown yet. You still have to wait for it to. If you cut it right now, it's going to be part of some Trumas and Maasus. But he says, Rabbi Yechonah says, if the items in the field are ready to cut, Rabbi Yechonah calls that biyadai. It's biyadai. He just has to cut it, and it'll be ready. So Rabbi Yechonah says, then the Chachamim Amayda Trevelasim and Yaakov that it works. So bekitzer, if it's not biyadai, that's a machlokes Rabbi Yechonah and Yaakov the Chachamim. It's not biyadai to make it chayiv. If it is biyadai, Rabbi Yechonah says that today helps. You can make a tanai ahead of time. I want to separate from this. This has to be ready to go. And when I'm separating this on that, it works because it's biyadai to bring it lidei chiyuv. And it works. We'll have to figure out what you do with min hamukif. But that's what that's the sugya sagamara. So let's see over here again, the second half of the Mechaber. That's all about Trumas and Maasus. Dafka ba'omer sheyochol le'Hashem chala ba'idei kemach. If you want it to be chal when it's kemach, of course it's not chal. Aval mafrish kemach v'ayim k'sheta teyosa isa yochol le'Hashem chala devarv kiyamim. Now what does he mean? He means when everything is made into isa, I want the isa that comes from this flower to pata the isa that comes from other flower. So the Gross says, Aleph, I bear a guy. We'll look at the bear a guy in a minute. He says, "Well, we're not muskim l'kuli alma. The right place can paskul the like kaiva l'kor v'lozem and yakev shehu shita." I don't know what that means. Shita. The other shulchan aruch with the corrections left already. Maybe it's shehu shita siyachid or something. K'mash k'savti mekama b'koymes rabu melasaper. The Gross says many places, too many to count. So aval b'ha filo tanakama moida k'mashu amru b'kedushin. It brings this idea of Rabbi Yechonah. Then when it's biyada, he's moida. If you look in the Be'er HaGoyla, I think he says it b'kitzer. Be'er HaGoyla, which one is it? A beis. Tur b'shev rizk asa b'sag b'shmai. Nasatam yishun d'kaim ala k'rovas ha'ban Yaakov. Dov pegis peris aruga zu b'chuberes b'chulu. The Be'er HaGoyla says this is going to k'rovas ha'ban Yaakov. The Gross says, no, we don't pass like Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov. This is because Rabbi Yechonah says, everyone's Maida in this case. So in the Sugis HaGemara, there's a Gemara that says, Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov, Mishnase Kavenoki. We very often pass like him against the Chachamim. Here we don't pass like him. There seems to be a dispute here between the Be'er HaGoyla and the Gross in the lumdis of what's going on here in the Shulchan Aruch. If the Shulchan Aruch holds its mutter because you could separate out Tanai, period. Or because this is called biyadai. It's biyadai. You can take the flower and make it into an isa. It sounds like it's biyadai. And therefore, the Gro holds that it works. So again, we have here a case. A farmer might want to do it. It's not shchiach that somebody would want to do it. The truth is, we always talk about the problems of the bakeries leaving goyim overnight. Why don't they do this? Take some flour and say the dough that comes from this flour should be challah on all the dough that they're going to make in the night to come. Why don't they do that? You still have to trust the goyim to segregate the dough. If you come in the morning and the dough you separate is mixed with all the other dough, you're going to throw out everything. So the stomach's not going to die. But at least this is, at least in theory,
take it home,
or lock it up separately. Okay.
Before
you to make a dough out of it, make a challah, burn the challah once you make a challah. Anyway, the main point
you
here.
You have to make a dough.
That's just kishteyasa isa. It's hamafish challah. Why make kishteyasa isa? Yochol of shem challah dvarav kayam. That's what it says. Beis again, easy sif. Emesay mafish challah. What's the proper time to separate challah? Kishayitein hamayim v'yarev hakemach b'mayim. When you put in water, you mix it. Vuhu shalaye shayr shamba areva kemash like this arev b'mayim shir oimer. You have to have all the flour is mixed into the dough, And the clumps of flour that tend to stick to the side are not the shir challah. If you still have shir challah flour, you shouldn't separate challah yet. But if you have most of it as a dough, even though there are small amounts of flour on the side, you already could separate. Vim omar, hari ze challah alo isa. Vala sa'or, vala kemash and ishtayir. Again, similar to the end of the previous sif. Say, I want this to be challah on even the flour that's sticking to the side of the keli. And when it all turns into one big dough, it should be challah, hariz and mutter. Again, you're making a tanai that I'm separating this dough and everything that will be, even things that are flour now, it's good. The same thing, if you make tanai, challah should be challah also on the flour that will mix out afterwards, b'shas aricha. Now this sounds like what I was talking about before, sprinkling flour on the pan. So he says, imasna, if when you take challah, you make it tanai, shetokhla challah afala kemach shiz arav akach b'shas aricha, even on the flour you're sprinkling, which makes its way in, it works, v'tem l'labid l'nashim l'hasnais kein. He says, you teach the women, when they separate challah, they should have in mind, even on the flour that they're going to sprinkle, why don't we do that? Ramah, im yesh lachish yisar v'shir kala achakach. If the amount of sprinkled flour, you're going to have 2.5 pounds or 3 pounds of flour, which is not the practice. But if then you should tzokli zarshlo this rei fachala ad achakol haricha. If you're making it tonight, this is chala on all the flour that mixes into the dough. You have to be careful not to burn it. Until after it's all one big dough. This is what our ladies do. You wait to give it a shem challah until why ha idna. So Shafav says, once upon a time they were chayshish v'tum in tahara. So you wanted to right away get the challah, separate it, and get it into a safe place. So you wanted right away to separate the challah and get it out. But her inda that we're all tamei anyway, we burn it anyway. The best thing is to wait until it's fully done. So I think Sefal Feis Gimel here is the way we imagined Hilchas Challah would begin. The halachas of the practical halachas of separating challah, and Amir Tz Hashem will continue this.